Welcome to Bodcast, the Business of Dentistry podcast, brought to you by Practice Plan. Bodcast delivers the best business advice, real-life stories, and practical hints and tips to make your practice a more profitable and sustainable business. And now, here's your host.
Hello and welcome to Bodcast. I'm Sean Grace, your host today. I'm Branding and Communications Manager at Practice Plan. And I have with me Nars Haq, who is from Dental Focus. And today he's going to be giving us some advice on the best ways to generate patient inquiries through your website. So hello, Nars. Thank you very much for joining us.
Hello, Sean. Thank you very much for having me here.
Just for our listeners, if they've not heard of you before, can you just take us through a bit about yourself, your background, what you're doing currently?
Certainly. So I'm the Google consultant for Dental Focus. Dental Focus as an organization has been in existence for over 16 years. We've created over 600 dental websites, and we are the largest provider of bespoke marketing solutions for dental practices. What we focus on, number one, is helping you to identify and attract your ideal patient base. Number two, make sure you're fully compliant. And number three, get a return on investment out of all of this. So that's Dental Focus. Myself, I've been in the IT industry forever. When at the age of 15, I started working part-time supporting small to medium-sized businesses with using their computer systems and managing security and so forth. At my age of doing that, it was a niche. When I started, I eventually ended up doing consultancy for some of the largest blue chip corporations in the world, Apple, Cisco, IBM, pretty much anything that you're using on a day-to-day basis, I was supporting one of those companies. 2008, the recession started, and I decided I wanted to be a person within a company, not just another number. And with a family background in dentistry, uncle's a retired specialist in endo, prosto, perio, dad was working for the NHS, dental was natural to me, so I've come back and absolutely love it. I'm one of the first 2,000 Google certified consultants in the UK, and the only one I know of in dentistry in the UK.
Wow. Well, thank you very much for that. So we're going to chat today about, like I said, winning inquiries online. Yeah. So in all that vast experience that you have, what would you say is the most important way to win patients? I'm sure that is on the lips of every dental practice out there. What's the most important way to win patients?
Capitalize on your word of mouth. So what do I mean by capitalize on your word of mouth? All clients say word of mouth is the most powerful way of marketing for me now. But if we apply the Pareto principle, the 80-20 rule, every single year you'll have a 20% drop rate in patient base. Worst case scenario. So from that 80%, a handful will recommend you. And every single year, you'll be dependent on that handful doing the direct recommendation, the referrals, and bringing their friends in. So word of mouth always happens, but what about the internet? It's about getting your word of mouth on the internet. The moment you have internet word of mouth, that's when it really starts going to the next level. So for example, average consumer has 500 friends on Facebook, and if they're absolutely delighted with you and they were to put on their Facebook account, 500 sets of eyes would now know about you. So that's what I mean by capitalizing on your word of mouth, getting it on the internet.
So it's not just relying on it from one patient speaking to another potential patient. It's about actually getting that online out in front of more eyes, more potential patients.
Absolutely.
And that's through reviews, from what you're saying.
Yeah, reviews, and every single person having their own presence on the internet.
Yeah.
Promoting you on their presence.
So just on the reviews then, do people actually read those reviews?
Absolutely. The research shows that 91% of all consumers look at reviews. As human beings, 91%. As human beings, we have a tribe mentality, you know, herd mentality. We all stick together. And throughout time, we've been dependent on getting the feedback of our friends. Nobody wants to buy something where everyone tells you that's the worst decision you ever made. Because nobody wants to be that person.
No.
But if you go and decide to buy something, your friends say, that's fantastic, I've done it too, not only have you benefited from what service you've taken, you also feel good about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm fitting in with the tribe, I'm fitting in with the herd. And if you look at the behavior over the last, say, 6 to 7 years, reviews have really taken over everywhere. So if you use an iPhone or you have an Android phone, you go on the app market, because of the reviews, whoever has the most reviews is at the top and they've got the stars.
Yeah.
And the same thing with Google. Google collects independent third-party reviews from your patients, mm-hmm. and whoever has the highest amount of reviews on the three map listings on Google Page One, you have a chance of appearing at the top. And that section gets 20 to 40% of all the clicks on Google Page One.
Wow, so it's that important.
It's that important. It can make a fundamental difference to your business.
So the practices out there then who want to make sure that they've got reviews.
Yeah.
Where should they be focusing? Like, where should they be asking their patients to review them? And how could they communicate that to their patients?
It's a really good question. The most successful clients at Dental Focus are prioritizing and getting the reviews. So there's a couple of reasons for this. Number one, if you don't make a conscious effort to go and collect reviews, what are you going to do if someone does leave you a bad review? Because the truth is, most people who go out to leave reviews are the ones, you know, they'll go out of the way because they're really unhappy.
Yeah.
So you don't want to have those sleepless nights.
Mm-hmm.
Let's make sure you're getting those reviews. And the patients who do love you, at the moment, they're not educated to go and leave reviews for you because you've not asked them.
Mm-hmm.
You're not in a habit of leaving reviews yourself, maybe. But, you know, they're so happy, they'll send you the cards and the thank you notes and everything. Now, it's just a case of let's get that message on the internet.
Yeah.
So everyone's on their mobiles. Everyone's on Facebook. Find my practice on Facebook. Would you be kind enough to leave me a review on there?
Yeah.
That's one way. And Google, as of the start of last month, started pulling data from third-party websites. So when someone does a search for your practice, on the right-hand side of Google, they'll see your profile and it'll also say the number of reviews from Facebook, the number of reviews from Skype, Yelp, and .com, so forth. So your reputation is managed on Google, not just your website now.
Yeah.
So it's really important to be collecting all those reviews. If you have a Google account, if patients have a Google account, they can leave you a review on your Google business pages. And when you have 5 reviews, that's when the stars start showing next to your name. So you could be position 1 on Google, but uh-huh. if you don't have any stars and the person who's in position 3 has stars, they stand out more.
Okay. So I suppose the advice then to practices would be, if there were 2 areas where you would focus on, it'd be Google and Facebook. And
yes.
That's actually quite a lot of people use both those platforms anyway, so it'd be quite easy to ask them.
Absolutely.
I suppose it's also quite important to have that type of thing embedded within the team, because like you say, patients who love you will send you those thank you cards, and it's who's receiving that thank you card first. So is it reception, and in which case can they be the ones that are saying, that's brilliant, thank you so much for this, can you go on Facebook and leave a review as well?
Yeah, absolutely. It is a team effort. Where mm-hmm. we've seen the greatest success is when the dentists are involved.
Yeah.
Because as a dentist, you have the highest level of influence on a patient. So if you create the initial stimulus, and then it channels through the rest of the team, and the patient's hearing it from everyone, and they're hearing other patients are doing it, because again, human beings with that herd mentality,
yeah.
if someone else is doing it, we will do it too. So if the patients see that, you know, some clients, we've got clients in London with over 170 Google reviews now, and they'll pull out the website, show it to the patient, look, can you see all those reviews?
Wow.
That's after they've got permission from the patient to talk about the reviews and mm-hmm. ask the patient about the reviews, and the patient's thinking, I'll do it when I get home. Have a look at this.
Yeah.
There's actually a way you can do it. You can do it in the practice using your mobile.
Yeah.
So, because when people say, I'll do it when I get home, they'll never do it.
Yeah.
So don't let them leave without getting the review.
Just about making it as simple as possible and embedding it in the team.
Yeah.
That's something that once you get that great review,
yeah.
that you're asking them to put it online, and then you're making it really easy for them as
Absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely. And, you know, if, as a business owner, think about the knock-on effect it's going to have to your team as well. Because if the team is now seeing that all their patients and everyone thinks it's a fantastic place, and the public opinion of it is so high, so when they talk to their family members, you know, I work in one of the best dental practices in London, you've got to see what our patients have to say about it. You're going to start creating this new culture, and everyone's really happy.
And it just feeds, it goes into a feedback system then. Like you say, you're constantly getting from your patients what it is that you're doing well and what it is that you can tweak. So your service is just going to get better anyway, as well as giving you a superb online presence.
Absolutely, yeah.
So that's one way to kind of win patients through the searching on Google. But through your website, kind of switching it up a little bit, how do you go about winning inquiries on your website?
That's a very good question. So first and foremost, making sure you stand out. The personality is there. You know, what is it that you offer? What is unique about you? Why should I choose you and not the guy down the road? Where is the evidence to show the work that you've done, the case studies, the patient testimonials, the stories? But most importantly, it's about how it's presented. So when someone is self-obsessed and they talk about themselves all the time, so if you have a profile page and say, I'm the best dentist in the world, I'm the best thing since sliced bread and butter and blah, blah, blah. Okay, cool. Maybe. But when you've got, when it's third party and the patient is now saying, this is the best dentist in the world, this is how it's changed my life, you're going to have a much higher success rate.
Mm-hmm.
As in the UK, just because of our mentality, we don't like being sold to, but we do trust feedback from other people who have taken that service. So the crux of it, what I'm saying is, have messages there from your patients, third party it, whenever you're talking about the successes, have the evidence there of how it's worked out, why people should choose you.
And it's again about selling the benefits, because the patient doesn't come to you for the treatment, they come to you for the outcome.
Absolutely, yep.
So on top of that then, what other things can dental practices be doing to win inquiries on the web?
It's a very good question. So there are many areas which dental practices still are not adopting. One of the easiest ways is online booking. Yeah, as you know, we are now accustomed to having everything available to us at a click.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you want to book your holiday, let's go on the mobile, let's book it. Let's go to, you know, we want to book the theatre tickets, we'll do it on the mobile, we're booking the tickets. And we're doing it on a mobile. So it's not just a desktop machine, it's on a mobile.
Uh-huh.
So it's really important your website is mobile friendly. Otherwise, you're not meeting the expectation of those patients. So be mobile friendly and make sure you have online booking available. And the most, you know, the most heavily used practice management systems, they integrate with a good website and they will provide their own online booking platform. So that can be open to your existing patients or potential patients as well. So that's one of the areas, online booking. The other is online chat. So the way I would look at a website right now, it's your virtual practice.
Mm-hmm.
And a patient walks into the virtual practice, they read all the information about you, they see all the stories, what people have to say about the experience. And if they're interested, no one's at reception, they might leave their details there, or they'll take your information away to call you later on. That's the experience with a website right now. So how do we switch it up? Put a person in there. So if you have online chat, that can keep the patient on your website, and you can start conversing with that patient through chat and taking their details. And chat has worked phenomenally in other industries. You know, you look at the airlines, you look at the mobile phone companies, and the beauty of chat, especially for dental, people, when they are talking about their teeth, there's a fear. So if someone's at the comfort of their home, you know, in their blankets, on their tablet, they're more open to say, I've got a problem with my smile, I'm not happy about it. They feel less exposed.
Mm-hmm.
So chat is very, very successful. You know, we're seeing up to a 30% increase in conversions because of chat.
Really?
So it's phenomenal.
I really liked how you described your website as your virtual practice. I think that's a very good way of putting it.
Mm-hmm.
And I can certainly see why chat then, online chat fits into that, because you don't want people walking into a practice when there's nobody there. Is that potentially something that's difficult for dental practices to maintain? You know, we all know how busy dental practices can get,
mm-hmm.
and how a lot of people within the practice have to wear 3 or 4 hats.
Yes.
So can it be difficult?
It can be difficult. There are, you know, first and foremost, you raise a really good question there. Thank you for that. I often see websites where there's no one managing the chat and the chat is just there. And that creates a very bad impression on a patient. So if you don't have the facility to manage chat, don't have on the website. And in the direct response to your question, you can get managed chat services.
Okay.
So that's something that we can provide as well.
Yeah.
Where the script, we're very focused to what you're talking about, what you would deliver. There's no clinical advice given. The whole purpose and the focus of it is to capture the patient contact details, their need, and booking a consultation. So it can be taken care of in a very cost-effective and scalable way.
Okay. So you can either find the resource to deal with it yourself, yep, or you could outsource it. So there are ways to deal with that.
Absolutely.
So we've spoken about quite a lot in this podcast, which is fantastic. For our listeners, would you mind just recapping on what we've discussed?
Certainly. So the five core areas, number one, it's capitalize on your word of mouth. Make sure it turns into internet word of mouth. Guide your patients. Make sure your team is enrolled in this to capture all those reviews and testimonials, and it's being left in your Facebook and Google. Number two is make sure whatever testimonials that you do have on your website are third party. It's not you saying, I'm the best, I changed this patient's mouth. The patient is saying, this is the best dentist I've ever been to, and this is how he's changed my life. So it's third party. Make sure you are mobile friendly. 55% at minimum. And sometimes in commuter towns, it's up to 80% of all patients are on mobile devices. We live in the world of the iPhone now, so make sure your website is mobile friendly. Number four is make sure you have online booking. Patients expect to be able to secure an appointment end of the night in the comfort of their own home. Make sure that facility is available to them, so you are available 24/7. And number five, online chat.
Excellent. Thank you very much for joining us, Seamus.
You're very welcome. Thank you for the time too.